Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Keith Crescine joining us, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, another nice district win for you on Friday night. You win 46-8 out at Milton Vale, and Cale Duber had a huge game with 219 yards, four touchdowns on the ground, and Braden had a big game as well with over 100 yards rushing. Just overall, how do you feel about your team's performance, especially offensively running the football?
Well, running the football, we did run the football really well. You know, Cale had a phenomenal night, and I'm glad you mentioned Braden, because Braden had a pretty nice night too himself. But, you know, credit's got to go to the offensive line for doing a lot better job staying on their blocks and blocking downfield in order for them to run for that there. But I thought we came out, we got going early, we had a nice first quarter, and you know, they had a couple players back that hadn't played all this year, and being seniors, they gave us a little fits, but we buckled down going into the right before halftime. We ran Gum down and made a tackle before he could score. They turned the ball over. Cale breaks a big one. So going in at halftime, we had the momentum instead of them working themselves back into the ball game. Second half, defensively, I thought was we played phenomenal. I thought running to the football, taking care of our assignments, and basically shut them down with whatever they tried to do at us. But, you know, we had a nice game running the football, but we got to get better again throwing the ball. We just had no confidence, our receivers, our quarterbacks. So that put a little distrust in me, because if we would have been able to throw the ball, we would have been able to complete some passes, because we were open. We just got to play pitch and catch, and we didn't do that, Dusty.
And we're talking with Keith Crescine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout. We come back. The big game with Pike Valley coming up in district play Friday night. We'll dive into that one here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mellon Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Millen Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle-deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
If you don't have Next Tech Internet, you're missing out. Next Tech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Next Tech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Next Tech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chat. Still with Keith Crescine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, big game coming up here on Friday night. And as we look at the district standings, really a lot of implications in this one with Pike Valley as you go to Scandia there. Panthers, obviously a different looking team. Really top to bottom. They got a new coach. They have lost seven starters from last year's team, just one back in Brody Colgren, and just a different-looking team. What are your thoughts on Pike Valley from what you have seen from them on film this year?
Well, you know what we've seen from them again. We got to be able to stop the run against them. They're tough. You know, they got some size up front, and, you know, we got to play our positions defensively and try to make something happen. But then on the offensive side, they're always pretty sound in what they do, Pike Valley, through the years. Yes, they did lose a lot, but again, this is a big game one because, you know, we could be fighting for the first spot or the second spot in our district, because getting a home game, I think, is really important as we go into the week nine. And so it'd be a nice big win if we could come out. But we're going to have to play extremely well. And if we play well, we'll be in the ball game. If we show up and don't show up, they could very easily thump us. But I got all the confidence in the world. We've been working on the passing game a little bit. And our run game, it seems like we continue to make strides and maintaining our blocks, and our backs are running the ball extremely hard, Dusty.
As I mentioned a little bit ago, they've got the new coach. Coach Melby's gone after 37 years, and Jeremy Miller taking over. I know you're familiar with him because he was at Lynn, and you guys had them in the district before. Is he doing kind of the similar things at Pike Valley that he did at Lynn?
Well, you know, I think he's doing a really nice job as far as they look like a little some of the stuff that they do is the old Pike Valley way, but he's got his good mixture of the stuff that he does, it appears like. So I think they throw more different looks at you than what the old Pike Valley teams have in the past. But, you know, we still got to be ready for their end around. They're going to run it, if it's successful, probably up to 10 times a game. But they're going to run an end around probably half a dozen different times. They still like to run the football. They're trying to get to the outside a little bit. But again, they run the ball hard. They got a little speed and, you know, in the pound. They kind of got a good mixture of things. So, yeah, we're going to focus in on shutting their ground game down. But then also, they've been kind of like us in the passing game as far as being, I'm going to say, yes, ineffective. They haven't completed a lot. They haven't thrown a lot. Well, we haven't either. We've thrown more than they have, but typically we throw the ball a lot. So hopefully we can play a well-balanced game and leave it all out there on the field up to Scandia, Dusty.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jays in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck out at Scandia Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
And you can catch that game on Z96.2 The Lake, KatieCountry94.com. Free game coverage at 6:30 Friday night.
Our St. John Sipton locker room chats are brought to you by Brown's Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats, joined now by Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights football team. Coach, your second straight win as you beat Tescott on Friday night by a final of 58-8. Kind of looking back at the game that was called there in the third quarter, what were your thoughts of how the kids played? Looks like you had a pretty good balance of run and pass in the game on Friday night.
Yeah, and that was kind of our focus. Talking about in practice, you know, leading up to the game was, you know, try to establish some sort of running game. And I thought we did a really good job, whether it was our lineman blocking or Wyatt lead blocking for Carter. You know, I think Wyatt and Carter had about this. Well, I mean, Carter had a little bit more rushing yards. It had the same amount of carries. And then, you know, the passing game, too. I think this is the first game in a long time that you know, Caleb never got sacked. He never got touched. And so I thought we did a good job protecting him up front. He was 11 for 13 passing. He threw one interception, and, you know, it was kind of a, you know, the one small little blemish there. But, you know, both our freshman ends had about the same amount of yards, same amount of catches. So, you know, I thought we distributed the ball pretty evenly, whether it was run, pass, and depending on who it's going to. So I was really happy offensively on Friday.
You're now 2-1 in district play with the last two wins that you've gotten. How much has it helped with the confidence of the kids that you've seen here in practice winning these last two games after a tough start to the season with Thunder Ridge and Rock Hills?
Well, it helps out a lot. I mean, I think they can see, you know, especially on Friday nights, but then, you know, come back Mondays watching film. You know, if we execute and do things correct, it makes things so much easier, and they can see that, you know, we can do things really, really well when we want to. And like I said, when we execute things, you know, we're not going to get, I can't make, you know, my freshman guys become sophomores and juniors, but, you know, the better they play, the more experience they get, you know, they're going to continue to get better and better as we go. But winning the last two, I think, has really helped, you know, our confidence all around.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the next opponent, which is Southern Cloud, coming up on Friday night. That's coming up on our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
You're an expert at building your company, and Next Tech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Next Tech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Next Tech be your IT experts. Visit nexttech.com to learn more.
And back in the locker room chats with Drew Dusky, still the head coach of the Lakeside football team, coaching at Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night. The Warriors 0-4 coming into this game. They lost to St. John's Tipton last week 46-8. They've been kind of up and down with guys that are playing. I know that a couple guys came back last week that hadn't been playing. But when you look at Southern Cloud, what are your thoughts on that group, and what do you expect to see Friday night?
I think it's going to be a really tough game when we go to Miltonville on Friday. You know, those two kids that you talked about, they came out, they weren't playing at the beginning of the season. So, you know, they kind of got a different look, and I think they're a different team, and I think they're a better team with those two guys on the football field. You know, they kind of remind me a little bit of Lynn. You know, they got some big kids, and they've got some speed in the backfield, and they come out and they block well. You know, just watching game film, they moved the ball when they played Pike Valley and when they played St. John's. They just, you know, had some unfortunate turnovers and things like that. But I'm expecting a good, hard, physical game. You know, the last couple games, we've been fortunate in the turnover margin. I can't remember at Lynn, but I think we forced four or five against Tescott, and I hope we can continue that trend come Friday. But, you know, I expect a hard-fought game, and hopefully we can continue to keep our momentum going here in the middle of district play and keep on winning.
Talking about the middle of district play here, you try to get to your positioning right, I guess you'd say, for week 9 in that cross-district game. How important is this game in the grand scheme of things as far as that's concerned?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge because, you know, and I've said it before, and I don't think I'd be called crazy saying that, you know, Rock Hills is probably the number one team in our district, you know, barring anything crazy happening. You know, they're probably are looking at, you know, thinking that they're number one, and I think that everybody else is chasing that number two spot. And you look across district to District 3, who we'd be going up against, you don't want to have to play the first or second team for sure. So getting that second spot's going to be huge coming up here for whoever gets that. And you know, we're in the hunt for it right now. We just got to keep doing our job, and hopefully we can keep on winning.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck out at Miltonville Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushard Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kier's Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, again with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, a nice district win for you after a tough loss at Hanover 2 weeks ago. You bounced back with a big win over Lynn, 54-8 game called at halftime. Riley Welchel with an outstanding game for you, about 25 and a half yards of carry. Carried it seven times for 179 and five touchdowns. Had a 79-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, so I'm guessing you were glad to see him get going. But overall, what were your thoughts of that win there on Friday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing we kind of talked about as a team throughout the week was just kind of getting back to where we had started, almost like hitting a reset button. Whenever you go, you know, to a place like Hanover like that and losing in the fashion that we did, it was one of those things where you kind of got to go back and just go back through everything, clean things up, simplify things a little bit. I think we had some kids just kind of overthinking things, and you know, whenever you're new like that into a system and you're trying to figure things out, it's sometimes you get a little carried away with how much you're throwing at them and stuff, and they seem like they're taking it in. But taking those things into consideration of practice and watching kids go through stuff at practice, they look like they're handling everything fine. But then when you get into a big time game like that against Hanover, it's real easy for those things to kind of slip your mind a little bit. So I think that's kind of part of the situation there. And so we really just got back to simplifying things last week, and we're even preaching that again this week, maybe even a little bit more, is just keeping things simple and planning for games really right now without a starting quarterback still for a little while, and just kind of making sure everybody kind of understands their roles and the different sets, and biggest thing, just getting off the ball and winning the line of scrimmage. And I feel like we did a lot better at that against Lynn. We really controlled things in the line of scrimmage on both sides, and I was just happy with the way the kids responded. Whenever you go through something like that, like we did with Hanover, it's easy to get your heads down and let that linger. But I feel like we got that out of our system, and we got right back on the right track, and it was a good sign.
Real quick, Zane Colson, you just talked about Derek Gillett being out at the quarterback position, so you're asking Zane to do more, obviously, because you've lost one of your offensive weapons, but he's stepping up for you, doing some good things, and he's also keeping that intensity defensively, led your team with 14 tackles, had three for loss on Friday night. Real quick, what does Zane bring to the table? What makes him so good?
Well, he had a nose for the football. He's been one that, you know, ever since I've known the kid, I've known that, you know, that kid's going to be a football player. He's not scared to take on blockers. I remember one, you know, and obviously defensively he had a great night on Friday. One play I vividly remember was they ran a jet sweep right towards our sideline, and Zane was at strong side backer, and he came up, and there was three different guys that were pretty much out lead blocking. They pulled a guard, and they had a full pass with another guy out there, and they were sweeping that way, and Zane pretty much took on all three blockers and was able to throw those blockers off and still make the tackle. So he's one of those guys that just, he's not afraid to take on some of that contact. He's not he's very good about getting getting off of blocks and finding the ball. And the biggest thing is you got to want to tackle him. Sometimes that's hard to teach to certain kids. You got to want to come up and make a play. You don't want to stand back and let it come to you, because that's when it's going to hurt the most. And he just overall, the overall team mentality, he's been really good this year. Probably just the overall team captain of just keeping both sides of the ball, the intensity level high, and making sure everybody knows what's going on. And I've been really proud of the way he's, came to work each and every day of his senior season so far. And, with Derek not being there and us getting Riley kind of back to where we want Riley to be, we've asked a lot from Zane, and he's responded well.
Talking with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We come back, we'll go over the next district game Friday night against Tescott here on the Locker Room Chats. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. No Mississippi's now for Tuesday at Cure Strip Wayne, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.69 a pound. It's not the Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Best Choice vegetables, 2 cans for $1. It's not the Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach Tescott coming up on Friday night. You'll go down to their place. Team that struggled this year, they do have a couple athletic kids, but they just don't have a lot of numbers and a lot of guys up front that can take care of the backs in the backfield. Just low numbers and experience is killing them this year, it looks like. What are your thoughts on Tescott Friday?
Well, for us, it's just repeat last week. Our goal last week was to win the line of scrimmage, clear up any confusion. We've got to get everybody on the same page. We're simplifying the playbook. We're just trying to get people off the ball and get them on their assignments. And we got to cut down the number of plays that we've had where we've got a guy blocking the wrong guy or something like that. Just mistakes like that. Got to have everybody on the same page. You got to have 8 guys, executing at the same time. And when you go into a play, the odds are that you got 8 guys that do exactly what they're going to do. Usually not going to happen. A lot of times there's going to be somebody get beat or something. But if you've got the majority of your team that knows what's going on, gets off the ball, and goes and tries to execute, you're probably going to have some success. And we've struggled with that a little bit, especially in the Hanover game. We got better last week against maybe a little bit less of an opponent, obviously. But we're taking steps in the right direction. So going into Lynn this week, I know they're struggling with numbers and with experience, even that too. So, we just got to just get back to, like I said last week, just making sure we're doing what we can, doing what we can control, getting off the ball, executing assignments, creating some gaps for our backs to hit and run. And if we do that, I think we're going to be okay offensively and defensively. We've just got to continue to swarm the ball. We've got to continue to really work with our secondary to make sure we don't get beat deep with the pass. We've had some struggles with that the first couple of weeks too, so just really taking it week by week here. Regardless of the opponent, we've got to make sure we do the small things to put ourselves in a position to be successful. And then the more and more you do that week by week, the more ready you're going to be when it comes to week 8, week 9, and it gets closer to playoff time.
Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck Friday night at Tescott.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier Thriftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings out the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh Dole bananas for 39 cents a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh red or green seedless grapes, $1.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
And we'll welcome you back in our locker room chats. Again, with Ben Labertue, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, concluding our Thursday night locker room chats on KD Country 94. Coach, last week you had Osborne, a game that was on our station on KD Country 94. I had the chance to be down there for that. And I don't know if you agree with me, but when I look at the game, you guys really were able to do what you wanted to do offensively, which was really take a lot of time off the clock, limit Osborne's possessions, especially in that first half. But unfortunately for you guys, they didn't end with points for you. What were your thoughts overall of the way the kids played Friday night there against a good Osborne team?
I thought we played pretty hard. Like you said, we kind of did first quarter. We did what we wanted to do. You know, their drive, we made them drive down the field. We didn't give them anything easy. We were able to march the ball down a couple times. And like you said, we'd get down to there in the field, we couldn't score. That was the biggest problem. Also missed on some fourth and shorts. We talked to the kids all week that this game was going to be about fourth and shorts, because that's what we were kind of planning on being in most of the night. And I think there was at least three times we're probably within fourth of the yard and we don't get it. And that kind of falls back on me. I kind of screwed some stuff up there. But all in all, you know, I was pretty happy with the way we played, especially in the first half. Second half, I thought we came out and we got a little sloppy technique-wise. But, you know, they were athletic and they were quick all around, all age. You know, they did a good job. So, you know, you got to give them some credit.
I know you talked about that leading into the game last week, that it's just really a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams when they play Osborne because of that athleticism. Did they do anything different than what you were expecting? I mean, they pretty much stayed in a base set all night.
Yeah, it's kind of what we thought would be coming at us is what they did. And I tell you, there were times I thought we played it well. We played some of the stuff well, and they just, you know, their athletes made plays. That's kind of how it was, you know. But Osborne linebackers played a heck of a game. They filled hard, and 18's a good football player. He, you know, he made a lot of big plays defensively, which you know, we didn't get stopped, and that hurt us several times.
You know, we're talking with Ben Labertue, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over this week's opponent, Thunder Ridge, coming up next for the Mustangs in district play here in our locker room chats on KD Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Ben Laverty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team. Coach, you have Thunder Ridge coming up next. Longhorns, a team that's 3-1. They picked up a real nice win last week to open out district play over in previously unbeaten Northern Valley, a 10-point win, 24-14. Thunder Ridge, a team that is typically going to run the football and try to be physical up front. When you look at the Longhorns this year, under their new coach, Joel Struckoff, what stands out the most?
You know, they throw the ball fairly decent, too. You talk about their running game, and it's good. I think their line does a good job. Their backs run hard. The quarterback does a nice job on play action, too, which is makes the game a little bit tougher. And these kids, I tell you what, the juniors and seniors have played since they were freshmen, so you kind of just knew they were just getting better each year. So, you know, they're playing well right now, and they got a lot of confidence. They've won some close games. They've beat some teams they probably weren't supposed to beat, and you can tell he's got them playing well.
You know, when you look at this district, and we talked about it last week, it's a little bit different look in the system this year, but when you look at the teams that are in the district, I think with Thunder Ridge improving and you didn't really know about Northern Valley, you guys seem to be playing some good football at times. It looks like it's a little bit deeper district than what you thought maybe at the beginning of the year, but what are your thoughts on that and how important it is, again, this week to play well against Thunder Ridge?
Our district's much improved from what it's been, but we knew that with the addition of Osborne and Logan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we knew when Thunder Ridge was going to be better. We knew Northern Valley's, you know, with Coach Feston, they're always good and always competitive. We knew the district's going to be tough. And we've talked to kids about, you know, each week basically it's just a playoff game. We got to go out and try to win it and play the best we can. And our kids do a pretty good job of getting ready each week. So, you know, it's just we got to go up to Kensington and see what happens.
What's the biggest thing you're looking for from your group this week as far as that improvement's concerned that we talk about pretty much every week, but now that you've seen them against a team like Osborne and some of those things that they've done, what are you looking for this week?
You know, we talked yesterday about I thought we got technique sloppy just because of Osborne's speed. Mm-hmm. I thought we were trying to do things we normally don't do because we were somewhat intimidated or scared of that speed. So, and we talked about trusting, you know, what they're taught and doing what they're taught and how that'll help us in the long run. So I think, you know, coming out Friday night, we want to kind of get back to doing the things we were taught and not trying to do too much or something other than what you're supposed to be doing.
So when Lucas head coach Ben Laverty here in the locker room chats, again, thanks for joining us this week and good luck out at Kensington Friday night, Coach.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Bennington State Bank. Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.